Miranda. Did you miss me?
What are you doing down here?
I could ask you the same question.
I'm here on direct orders, and I shouldn't be talking to you.
You've always had a thing against actors, haven't you?
You're not an actor anymore, Jonah.
And clearly you're off the production unit. What stunt did you pull to end up on security?
None of your business.
I didn't really try to escape, you know. They don't let me go outside at all with the trials. I just want to see the sun.
Well, it's the same as always.
It's been a year, Miranda.
All actions have consequences.
What actions could possibly have consequented me being imprisoned here?
That's not a real word.
You don't remember either, then.
I'm not supposed to be talking to you, okay? I'm on duty.
Fine. It's the same as always.
Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I don't know how you take this stuff, Lily. It's not normal.
Oh, did you actually take sleep sound last night?
Yeah, so now I can say with certainty that I don't want anything to do with it.
Did you have a nightmare or something?
No, but I had a weird dream. Like, a really weird dream.
You were able to fall asleep then?
Yeah.
And it wasn't a bad dream?
No, but it wasn't ideal either.
Dreams aren't supposed to be perfect, Chris. You know, it's common in marijuana withdrawal to have an overactive REM cycle.
But that doesn't explain why I feel...
What? Well rested? How did you actually sleep last night?
I mean, pretty well, yeah.
Then maybe stop blaming the drug. It worked, didn't it?
Yeah, but...
If it helped you to sleep, maybe you should get a prescription.
You're not listening. I don't want to take that stuff ever again.
Suit yourself. Are you bringing the radio later, or...
Hey.
Oh my god, are you okay?
Fine.
The security breach was hours ago. I had to stay up late to wrap up for the nightmare department. We cut out in the middle of an absolute massacre, and I thought for sure you'd beat me home.
I just went for a drive to clear my head.
You could have texted.
Yeah, well, tonight didn't go exactly as planned.
Tell me everything.
Well, it wasn't as bad as it could have been. The alarm went off right before things got, you know.
Why'd you run off then?
I didn't expect to like the kid, but once I tapped into his subconscious, I saw a lot of myself in him.
How so?
Well, he still watches reruns of What Not to Wear.
And he thought he liked girls?
It's not just that. He's quirky and a show-off.
Sounds familiar.
And a big old people-pleaser. He's always shape-shifting to meet other people's expectations. I feel like I'm looking at a younger version of myself screaming, "Let it go, kid."
Does that mean you're gonna stay on the case?
I'd consider it.
Good. You know, the alarm this morning actually got me thinking. Like, what if something really bad happened?
Apparently it was nothing, just some issue with the new drug they're testing.
Sure, but what if something did happen, and we still couldn't be together?
We'd just do the same thing as always. Meet back here once everything's settled.
But I thought with this new role, maybe things are loosening up a bit. Maybe we could start to tell a few people about us? Or at least be less careful?
With this new role, we have to be extra careful, or else why was I on trial last year?
Because you got caught?
I got caught because you got jealous. But we're not about to come out to the company, Oliver. You don't know what you'd be getting yourself into.
I know. I know. I just want to be with you.
Well, it's not like you're lacking any attention at work.
Oh, I've been terrible with the young starlets.
Oh, what a sacrifice.
The bolder I am with them, the less anyone suspects us.
Bold is a generous word for your behavior.
Well, it's not like you haven't.
Oliver?
All right. Let's fall asleep watching, Fargo.
Ah, the peak of romance.
I wouldn't know. I'm, more of a nightmare guy.
Hey, Christopher. Wow, you're glowing.
What do you mean?
Just that you look well rested.
Oh. Thanks.
Are you feeling better?
I'm fine. I just had a weird dream last night.
Well, congrats on falling asleep in the first place.
It's nothing. I just took a sleeping pill.
Oh, you tried the sleep sound stuff?
No.
Well, nice to see that you've traded the eye bags for a Dior clutch.
This is a satchel.
I think I can relate to how you were feeling.
Feeling? Like, what kind of feeling?
Just kind of tired. But you seem better now. Amazing what a good night's sleep can do.
Yeah. Amazing.
Do you think we should meet up later to work on the presentation?
I think we should... reschedule.
Oh. For tomorrow, or...
Nope! I gotta go! Mrs. Lewis?
Uh-oh, is this for the student council?
No, actually, I'm here to see the nurse.
Oh, step into my office then.
This is the nurse's office?
What seems to be the problem?
Are you qualified to treat students?
Don't ask questions like that, you'll get me in trouble. So, can I get you a Band-Aid, a juice box, or a diagnosis? Because I suspect ADD.
No. I'm just curious about something called sleep sound. Have you heard of it?
Oh, yes. Quite strong stuff, isn't it?
Do you know if it has any side effects? Anything that might affect my dreams?
I don't know. Maybe that overactive imagination of yours is trying to tell you something.
Well, I guess I'd be willing to try again, just to find out. Are you at least able to write me a prescription?
Oh no, you're gonna have to see a specialist for that.
What if I don't want anyone else to know yet?
There's no reason to be embarrassed about your dreams, baby. We all have the weird ones sometimes.
Yeah, I'll just head out then.
And do let me know if you want that diagnosis.
No thanks.
Mr. Lovett, you wanted to see me?
How was your reunion with Mr. Bard last night?
Uneventful, sir.
Is that so?
There were no more escape attempts, at least.
I know you used to work together in nightmares.
Mr. Bard and I hardly spoke. There's nothing he could say that would interest me.
Oh?
His fate was decided when he broke his contract and brought a dreamer here.
How did you become aware of these events?
Well, Oliver said.
You're friends with Mr. Title?
Friends might be a stretch. He talks. When I'm nearby, I listen.
What is a lily?
Lily is a flower.
And what is bliss?
Bliss is a feeling.
Very good. Mrs. Hendricks, you've done very well to demonstrate your loyalty to the Reverie this year. I know it hasn't been an easy road for you.
I'm grateful for my ongoing employment at the Reverie, regardless of my position.
In that case, your talents may be put to better use than assisting stagehands.
Thank you, sir. I agree.
I hear you aspire to join the writer's room.
That's correct.
Then take my advice. Do as you're told, and you will be rewarded beyond your wildest imagination. But first, you must earn my trust.
I will, Mr. Lovett.
Watch where you're going.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Title.
Oh, you're last naming me. What are you trying to do? Impress Big Daddy?
I'd rather you not talk about Director Lovett like that.
If you don't like the way I talk, we don't have to talk at all.
Fine.
Hey, yo, wait up.
What?
Where are you going? I thought you were shining shoes for the abstract department.
So?
Isn't that on the other side of the unit? What were you doing in the director's office anyway?
I thought you didn't want to talk.
What are you up to?
Leave me alone, Oliver.
What was that about?
Sketchiest gal here, I swear to God.
You came!
The meeting today was postponed indefinitely, so I figured I had time to drop off the stereo, and I brought you something else.
Lilies?
They made me think of you.
But I'm going on a date with another guy tonight.
I know that. You asked me to bring the stereo.
And you actually said no to me for once. What made you change your mind?
I just wanted to give you flowers.
And there's no bad news or massive favor attached?
Not in the slightest.
Well, thanks, you weirdo. But I've gotta get ready now.
Absolutively. Mind if I just use your toilet?
I thought you said no favors.
You said no massive favors.
Ugh.
Okay. Bedside table.
What are you doing in here?
Dancing!
Okay. I see what's happening.
You do?
The flowers, the impromptu visit. You're trying to hijack my date.
I am not.
It's okay, Christopher. It takes time to heal and move on.
I'm not. I mean, you're...
I'm going out tonight.
I know.
The gesture was sweet and all.
I'm gonna go.
But I really think you need to get back out there.
I'll do that. Have fun tonight.
Thanks for the friendly flowers.
Thanks for the pills, Lils.
Hey, I got your text. What's up?
I just got another file from the subconscious chamber.
Another role?
The same role every night for the next 2 weeks.
Nice, less research.
That's not my concern.
Well, it's 2 weeks of employment that you frankly aren't gonna get otherwise.
Can't you see what kind of position this puts me in?
I thought you wanted to help the kid.
I want him to help himself.
Then put your dream suit on and go be his knight in shining armor.
And what about you?
No one here even thinks about me. I'll be a little extra with the women backstage, nothing above company standard perviness. God, I love this place. I hate this place.
I wish I could fake it like you.
Yeah, well, I'm not exactly faking it. Some of them are really hot.
You could still do better than Miranda.
Oh, I am not interested in Miranda. I'd rather have my balls dipped in molten wax.
That's not the first time you've brought that up. Do you want to do that?
No.
What were you talking about then, with Miranda?
I think she's up to something.
Isn't she always?
Yeah, but it made me wonder if she knows something about Jonah.
You still haven't heard from him?
Not since he got freaky with that Canadian chick. I figured he skipped town after the whole shit show, you know? I mean, who could blame him?
But where would he have gone?
I was hoping for the best, you know? Strippers in Vegas?
Didn't you tell everyone he practically dragged the girl into the subconscious chamber?
Not in those words, but I said what I saw.
That doesn't bode well for his innocence, Oliver.
Well, I was busy dealing with your situation at the time. Jonah's disappearance was somewhat of a blessing for us, considering it took the heat off your trial.
And I'd appreciate you not stirring up any more rumors that might boil over.
Oh, I'll be a low simmer. Don't you worry.
I am worried. Miranda's sneaking around, Jonah's missing, and I've got to perform in this kid's fantasies for 2 weeks and still walk around here posing straight.
It comes across as more of a don't ask, don't tell situation.
This is going to make it pretty hard for them not to ask.
Then you don't have to not tell them to fuck off.
Maybe you're right.
Maybe you could even start running lines and getting into costume for tonight? I've got to go bully my sound team into dubbing the satanic ritual for our next nightmare.
You know your talents lie beyond that department, right?
When fantasies can go a day without blowing salty fart raspberries, I'll consider switching over. Oh, save it for Christopher.
Ma. Ah!
Mr. Martin.
What do you want?
Just came to see how you're adjusting to the new role.
I'd rather not have any distractions before we go live.
Keep that focus. You'll need it.
Ma.
You're walking in a circle. You're holding someone's hand.
You're playing violin.
I'm holding someone's hand.
You're moving into darkness.
I'm playing violin.
You can finally have whatever you want.
Glue.
Whatever you want.
Dance with me.
Big feet. Soft lips.
Mr. Martin, what a show.
Why are you here, Miranda?
Director Lovett's orders.
And what is he trying to accomplish, exactly?
He just wanted me to make sure you were satisfied with the role.
I'll take what I can get, if it keeps everyone happy.
I think this role was made for you.
Thanks for the unsolicited feedback. I was told this was a private set. Are you just here to snitch for Lovett? Because fantasy isn't even his department.
He oversees all productions, you should know that. And if you want to stay in his good books, you'll watch the way you talk to me.
Or what? You're gonna tattle?
What do you think? And then he called me a tattler, which is just untrue, because...
Enough. Good work tonight.
Just doing my job.
And a job well done. Now, return to security to watch Mr. Bard for the evening shift.
You want me to go back to being Jonah's security?
Perhaps you can persuade Mr. Bard to reconsider his allegiance to the Reverie.
I'll do my best, sir, but...
Yes?
How might you suggest I do that?
What do you mean?
He's locked up for the trials. What allegiance could he possibly have to us anymore?
The Reverie is all he has left.
But how can I make him see that if he's not allowed to leave?
Mr. Bard jeopardized the sanity of our most powerful dreamer. Yet we're still providing him with food and shelter, and he gets to participate in groundbreaking research that will revolutionize the way people dream. Do you think you can help him see the value in that?
I'm on it.
Dreamers was created by Jillian Reynolds, with sound design and mixing by Finner Nielsen, audio compilation by Christopher Overgaard, and music by Rasmus Rankenberg Madsen. In this episode, you heard the voice of Aiden Cottrow as Jonah, Monica Bagarich as Miranda, Bronwyn Reese as Lily, Ian Backstrom as Christopher, Nico Carter as Blue, Frank Page as Mitchell, Owen Francis as Oliver, and Adam Muxlow as Bruce. Help support Dreamers by hitting subscribe and download, and be sure to follow us at Broken Crown Productions on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening, and dream out.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Contact Day is in but a few short months, which means it is time to begin preparations for the Bi-Decennial Festival. This year, we're celebrating every single one of you living in my beloved Windfall City.
It is not our business to question the Queen's will. It is not our business to do anything but follow it.
It is you and your loyalty that has laid the groundwork for this incredible utopian society that we seek for.
Do you have any idea what's going on with us?
Keep your mouth shut, grouch.
It is the duty of each and every one of you to do everything you can to make the festival a success this year.
Are you ready to speak kindly with me now, child?
I have no doubt that this year will be one for the history books, and that will be due in no small part to the dedication of my adoring subject.
Windfall, a dystopian science fiction podcast from Rogue Dialogue.